on every grave. Snowmen come to life on Christmas Day. Every monster well behaved. So Santa, what do you say? All you need.
You're tuned to Radio Radio with Gareth Jones.
So you rented half the restaurant. Doesn't mean you get to do everything you want. Your waiters get paid to smile at you, but they have a home that they like to go to. So don't be a dick, don't be a dick. Don't be a dick, don't be a dick, don't be a dick at Christmas.
So you got into a fight over the turkey.
Don't do that.
Push someone into the Christmas tree.
Don't do that.
Screamed at a loved one's face.
Don't do that.
You got too drunk and trashed the place.
I'm not saying you can't party. I'm just saying don't be shitty. Saying, don't be shitty, don't be a dick, don't be a dick, don't be a dick at Christmas. Don't be a dick, don't be a dick, don't be a dick at Christmas. Don't be a dick, don't be a dick, don't be a dick at Christmas. Don't be a dick, don't be a dick, don't be a dick at Christmas time.
Ho, ho, ho! Season's greetings, pop pickers, and welcome along to Radio Radio, and a very occasional series of podcasts presented by me, Gareth Jones, normally from my cold, damp flat in Bristol, but I've actually left my cold, damp flat in Bristol. I'm still in Bristol, but I've now moved into a warmer, cosier flat with my girlfriend, Becky. Who's not here, because quite frankly, she wouldn't want to be around when I'm making a podcast. It's an occasional series of podcasts. The last of these was back in May, when I did a Eurovision special. So May to December. I think that's a sitcom featuring Antoine Rogers and somebody else. Yes, May to December. Anyway, welcome along. Yeah, I hardly ever do these things, but I always make a date to do my annual Christmas podcast. Christmas just wouldn't be Christmas without it. It's very much like the Christmas bumper edition of the Radio Times, or having Christmas pudding, or watching Morecambe and Wise. Yes, it's a ritual that you cannot avoid. So, first up, we had a band from Austin, Texas, called Telenovela. I do hope I've pronounced that right. Telenovela, with a song possibly more appropriate for Halloween rather than Christmas, with their new single called Christmas Spirit, referring to the ghostly kind of spirit rather than getting into the party spirit. And that's available on a snowy white 7-inch vinyl. Oh, how lovely. Yes, it's white vinyl, limited to 350 copies, so you better get in there quickly. Released by the Snowflakes Christmas Singles Club. And you can find that and their previous singles, including a version of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, sung in French. Oui, oui. If you visit snowflakes.bigcartle.com. That's snowflakes.bigcartle.com. Get yourself the wonderful Christmas singles by the Snowflake Singles Club. And that was this year's single they've put out by Telenovela. And that was followed by Belfast punk pop band Niagara Balls. No, not Niagara Falls, but Niagara Balls. Well, it is Christmas, and we do like to get our balls out at Christmas. And Don't Be a Dick at Christmas. Some sound advice there. And that was a free download they released last year, actually on Christmas Day. It was available on the 25th of December last year. But you can still get it, of course. It's available from their Bandcamp, which is Niagara Balls the Band, niagaraballstheband.bandcamp.com. So that's all set us in the mood for this annual Christmas special of Radio Radio. And what's coming up on the show, I don't hear you ask. Well, as usual, I always try to get a couple of musical guests who've been associated with Christmas. And this year, no exception, we've got Kansas singer-songwriter Piney Gurr. Piney's released a Christmas song every year for the last, I don't know, 7 or 8 years at least. And she'll be talking about her Christmas songs and how she spends Christmas. And later on in the show, we'll be speaking to Bristol's very own lo-fi genius entertainer, Mr. Kid Carpet, who's putting on an alternative nativity play. It's at the Brewery Theatre in Bristol, and he'll be telling us all about it a little bit later. Plus, as usual, Christmas sackfuls of indie alternative Christmas songs, because I collect indie alternative Christmas songs. So, lots to come. And before we speak to Piney Gurr, tell me, what does the music world really not need this Christmas?
To imagine a dirge so monotone, five idiots miming behind switched off microphones. Forget festive, I'm aggressive, you can stick your ho ho ho. I know just what I want for Christmas. One Direction have to go. We don't need 1D this Christmas. Enough is enough. We don't need 1D this Christmas. These turkeys should get stuffed. Deck them up the halls. Kick 1D in the bubbles this Christmas. In a good old-fashioned way, how we could listen to the charts on Christmas Day. But now I can't calm down, I need a plan to set the planet free. Could we all cope with five strong ropes and them hung from my Christmas tree? We don't need 1D this Christmas, just a foolproof mass master plan. And for their war crimes to music, stick them in a wicker man. We could enjoy our Christmas roast, turning 1D into toast this Christmas. So just remember, kids, every time a young girl downloads a One Direction song, or even worse, ask their parents for the new album on vinyl on time for Christmas Day with their new Crosley One Direction record player. Somewhere, a Barnsley comedy band who worked hard all year to get their record to their dedicated fans and didn't have millions of pounds to do it will be well and truly knocked off. We didn't need 1D this Christmas. Thank you, Geldof, you great chump. And whilst we're on the subject, Bono, bugger off. We don't need 1D this Christmas. And we don't need Simon Cowell. No, girls, it's not the best song ever. They should all be disemboweled. Stick them with Bieber and Cyrus. Give them all norovirus for Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Dooney fans.
Well, I'm sure you'll recognise the tune there. To the tune of Mudd's Lonely This Christmas, that was We Don't Need 1D This Christmas. We Don't Need One Direction. And that was performed there by Scott Dunican, one member of the Bar Steward Sons of Val Dunican. The Bar Steward Sons of Val Dunican, a comedy band from Barnsley, who released very similar material to the Lancashire Hot Pots, if you're probably more familiar with them. And of course, Val Dunican passed away earlier this year. Him and his rocking chair and Paddy McGiddy's goat, they've all gone to that great rocking chair in the sky. Yes, Val Dunican, a great Christmas legend, really. I remember fondly as a child watching his Christmas specials as he sat around the fire, crooning Christmas songs in his nice Christmas cardigan. You just don't get shows like that anymore. That and Andy Williams, those shows are just gone now. What do we get now? Christmas Day, Michael McIntyre and Mrs. Brown's Boys. It's just not Christmas, is it? Take me back to the 80s with a rocking chair, a pipe and slippers. Yes, I am 40 next year. So coming up next, I'll be speaking to singer-songwriter Piney Gurr. Now, Piney released a great album this year on the Damaged Goods label called Mr. Hyde's Wild Ride. But it's not her current album we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about, of course, Christmas. She recently released a Halloween EP. Piney loves Halloween. But when she's not loving Halloween, she loves Christmas. And she's released a Christmas song every year for, I don't know, as I say, probably the last 7 or 8 years at least. I've kind of lost count, to be honest. So we'll be catching up with Piney in a moment. It's an interview I recorded a couple of months back when she played a gig here in Bristol. So you might hear a little bit of background noise because it was done backstage during soundcheck. But hopefully it won't spoil your enjoyment too much. But before we speak to her, we better hear her, really. This is one of her many Christmas songs. This is Piney Gurr.
Snow, snow, when are you falling? Snow, snow, none of you stalling. Autumn's gone and winter's here. Just about the time of the year, you know, for a beautiful snow. Fall, fall, quiet and pretty. Fall all over the city. Cover every country lane. A month or so, you might have been rain. But oh, be a beautiful snow. Got a lot of jingle bells from last summer's carousels, and I've got a friend who will lend me a sleigh. All that I need is a blanket of white, baby, and I will go riding tonight, cuddling, huddling, keeping the frost away. Snow, snow, when are you falling? Snow, snow, none of you stalling. No one's gonna mind the cold. Everywhere the young and the old are go for the heavenly show. Wonderful, fabulous, magical, cool, fresh, whiter than white apple snow.
Well, for the purpose of this podcast, let's pretend that we're in December now. This is actually September. Piney's on tour. Piney Girl, it's Christmas!
Hey, it's Christmas. Merry Christmas!
Now, you've recorded a series of Christmas songs over the years. There was a free online compilation, XO,
I believe. Right. That's an American compilation that I get involved in every year because I love Christmas.
So how did that partnership come about?
My very first album was PR'd by XO over in the USA. So when they came to start doing Christmas comps, they invited me to take part. And I cannot say no to Christmas. So there you go. There's a new Christmas song for me every year.
And also there's a free online advent calendar, Joyzine.
That's right. That's the kind of UK version of that. And I love how it's like an advent calendar. So each day reveals a new MP3 and it's like a little bit of Christmas every day.
Now, I go onto it every year because I collect, you know, alternative indie Christmas
songs. I know you do. I love that.
But out of the 24 days on a countdown, there's usually only about half the artists who bother to actually record a Christmas song. They usually just donate any song.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate the fact that you strive to record a Christmas song.
Oh, thank you. I mean, some songs I think are Christmassy without being technically Christmassy, just by nature of having some bells or some kind of sparkle. But I think I want to go above and beyond. I want to go full on jingle bells, you know what I mean?
E17, Stay Another Day. It's not actually a Christmas song.
Isn't it?
It's got the sleigh bells.
Yeah.
They're wearing
white,
sort of Eskimo outfits in the video.
Yeah.
But lyrically, if you listen to the words,
it's just kind of sentimental, isn't it? But Christmas is a time of being sentimental. A lot of people
Let's not get sentimental about this.
Okay.
And your songs have also been used on some TV shows and films.
Yeah.
And I only discovered this today, that one of your Christmas tracks, you said, has been used for...
Made in Chelsea. That's right. Yeah, no, I'm really blessed that they seem to like one of my Christmas songs and keep reeling it out every year. And I'm like, maybe this will be my, you know, my It's Christmas kind of hit. Who knows?
Does a royalty check come in every year then?
Well, not as much of one as you might think, but it's all about the honour of being involved, you know.
You haven't quite acquired the Noddy Holder estate yet.
Not yet, although I would like to pick his brain a little, see how he did that.
And coming from Kansas, I don't know about Kansas as a place,
yeah,
but certainly the US, I would imagine, is very different for Christmas to the UK. We do celebrate it, obviously, and we do put up decor, but not to the same degree.
Yeah, that's true. There's a town just outside Kansas City called Springfield, Missouri, and near there, someone, I don't know who, I think it's a church, puts up the entire history of the Old and New Testament in Christmas lights. And you can drive through this experience from Genesis to Revelations. It's really something.
So your time, you've been here for what, 10 years or so?
A little over 10 years,
So how have you found that, to you personally, the major significant difference of celebrating Christmas here to when you're back home?
Boxing Day is not a thing in America. So I guess that's a totally new thing is, wow, you got two Christmases back to back.
Well, everyone just goes back to work.
Yeah, a lot of people do, yeah. So here you get a bit more time to celebrate, which is always a good thing, yeah.
And anything else?
I really don't like mince pies. They're not really a thing in America, and I'm like, yeah, maybe you have to grow up with them to like them.
Eggnog is not really a thing here.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy eggnog, but it's quite rich. I can't have more than one little cup of it. But yeah, I guess I think Christmas is more like apple cinnamon kind of pie or pumpkin pie or maybe some kind of chocolatey goodness. So yeah, I'm not always on board with the mince pie Christmas pudding vibe, and that's, you know, fruitcake isn't my favorite, and I guess I still love Christmas, but I do miss pumpkin pie and stuff like that, and that's just where I'm from. So
you can get it imported over.
I think Whole Foods you can buy one, yeah. Not that I'm out plugging them because they're very expensive, but they are tasty. So
well, I'll leave you to get on, Piney, but have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Yeah, have yourself a merry little Christmas too.
And keep recording the Christmas songs, don't stop.
Every year I will. Thank you.
He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, riding reindeer through the sky. With his spurs a-jingle janglin' and his lasso swinging high. He's a rootin' Santa Claus, saddlebags all packed with toys. Through the chimney he will bring them all to the dreaming girls and boys. Get along, little reindeer, get along. Cover all the reins tonight. It's a long, long trail, an all-night trail, but you can bet your boots that Santa won't fail. He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, and he's on his merry way. He will round up all your Christmas dreams with the yippee-yo-ki-yay. Get along, cover all the reins tonight. It's a long, long trail, an all-night trail, but you can bet your boots that Santa won't fail. He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, and he's on his merry way. He will round up all your Christmas dreams with the yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
Well, many thanks to Piney Gurr, and regular as clockwork, every December you can get a free Piney Gurr Christmas download. They're available from Joyzine, the Joyzine website. Every December, Joyzine put out a free MP3 every day. It's kind of like a musical advent calendar. There's tracks there from, I can't remember now, there's MJ Hibbert, all sorts of artists. So if you visit joyzineuk.wordpress.com, that's joyzineuk.wordpress.com, then throughout the whole of December you can find a free MP3, try saying that with a fruit pastel in your mouth. And the Piney Gurr track Rootin' Tootin' Santa Claus was available on the 1st of December. That was the very first one, so if you scroll back to the 1st of December, you can get yourself a free download of that track to keep. And there's lots of other songs on there. As I say, there's MJ Hibbert. I honestly can't remember all the others, but they're all great. And also, over in America, Kylie? Sorry, well, I mean, Kylie has had a Christmas album this year. I meant Piney, not Kylie. Sorry. Sorry to both. Sorry, Kylie. Sorry, Piney. But Piney has a song, the same track is available from Exo Publicity. They have a free Christmas download album every year. ExoPublicity.com. That's ExoPublicity.com for a free Christmas download album featuring Piney Gurr and lots of other artists. And of course, you can find out more information about Piney at PineyGurr.com. Whew, I think that's all the plugs out of the way. And I also accidentally mentioned Kylie there. So Kylie and Piney, happy Christmas to both of you. Coming up shortly, I'll be in conversation with Kid Carpet. Kid Carpet is putting on a nativity here in Bristol. It's an alternative nativity. It's not your bog standard. Being Kid Carpet, obviously it's going to be a little bit different. He uses toy animals and puts on lots of voices and sings lots of crazy songs. Anyway, we'll be talking about that shortly, but we'll have a couple more records first. And from Lancaster, this is an indie punk pop three-piece called Family Selection Box, which is a rather appropriate name for Christmas time, isn't it? Family Selection Box, and this is a track they put out on their Bandcamp a few weeks ago. This is a rather tragic tale called The Last Turkey in Sainsbury's.
We found our Christmas tree the day after Christmas, lying in the back of a skip. All the lights have gone out, but we still wanted to talk about the way we spent Christmas this year.
Grandma, she lost all of her marbles. Dad, he had a heart attack. Mum was okay until she leant the wrong way and slipped a disc in her lower back. We spent all morning in A&E between wars 32 and 4. And then the rest of the day we whiled the hours away watching reruns on UK Gold.
We found our Christmas tree the day after Christmas, lying in the back of the skip. All the lights had gone out, but we still wanted to talk about the way we spent Christmas this year.
We bought the last turkey from Sainsbury's, and then the dog found the way to the fridge. We had to fish out all the tins of tuna and invent a new Christmas dish. We made Bucks Fizz out of Fanta and Lambrini, defrosted the Christmas cake from last year. Although it looked pretty green with just a splash of cream, it tasted just like it did last year. All the presents were bought from Poundland, £1 was spent on each. I got a light-up yo-yo and a Belle and Sebastian CD that I threw in the bin.
We found our Christmas tree the day after Christmas, lying in the back of the skiff. All the lights have gone out, but we still wanted to talk about the way we spent Christmas this year.
To Radio Radio.
It's Christmas!
Oh, Merry Christmas, Amy. Oh, Merry Christmas, Amy.
Well, we up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas we've all been told. And a real famous cat dressed up in red spends the whole year working out on the shed. It's the little Saint Nick, it's the little Saint Nick. Just a little bobsled we call Saint Nick, but she walked the back and with a four-wheel stick. She's candle apple red with a ski for a wheel, and when Santa hits the gas, just watch appeal. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick. Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer. Run, run, reindeer. Don't miss no one. Hauling through the snow at the frightening speed. With half a dozen deer, with Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear goggles, cause the snow really flies. And when he's cruising every pad with a little surprise, it's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick. Ah, Merry Christmas, Saint Nick. Ah, Merry Christmas, Saint Nick. Christmas comes this time each year.
Well, that was very short and silly. From the Valleys, that's Eros Childs. Oh, what a terrible accent. Eros Childs? Euros Childs? I've never been quite sure on the pronunciation. It's a bit like Sufjan Stevens. Sufjan Stevens? Sufjan Stevens? Eros Childs? Eros? Euros? Euros? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, Eros Childs, I think, is the correct pronunciation, with his take on the Beach Boys' Little Saint Nick. Barely recognisable, but that was what he was singing there. And that was a free download from his website last year. I'm not sure if you can still get it. However, this year he released a brand new Christmas song called Christmas in Love. And you can find that on his most recent album, Sweetheart, which is available from his website on a pay-what-you-want basis. So you could get it for free, or you could make a donation. And, of course, it's also available on CD. So the album Sweetheart, containing the song Christmas in Love, which I didn't play because I decided to play the silly version of Little Saint Nick instead, you can get from eroschilds.co.uk. That's E-U-R-O-S, just in case you're not sure. eroschilds.co.uk. And before that, we had Family Selection Box with A Tale of Tragedy, The Last Turkey in Sainsbury's. And if you fancy your own copy of that track, it isn't free, but it is 50p. Oh, you can't say fairer than that. 50p from their Bandcamp, which is familyselectionbox.bandcamp.com. Well, it's Radio Radio, the Christmas special with me, Gareth Jones. And coming up next, we're going to be having a lengthy conversation with Mr. Kid Carpet. Now, if you're not familiar with Kid Carpet, he's been entertaining the masses for several years, playing Bontempi keyboards, Casios, children's toys, Tamagotchis, and silly gadgets and gizmos. He used to release records for adults, but in more recent times, he's carved out a wonderful career as a children's theatre entertainer. Currently running here in Bristol until January is his production of The Nativity. It's very different to a traditional nativity, as we're about to find out. So, coming up next, a conversation with Kid Carpet.
And 5 metre wide carpet in stock. 2, 3 and 4 metre wide vinyl in stock. Just come straight to Bristol Carpets and meet the boys.
Bristol, Bristol.
Well, I mean, Christmas, it is all about the children. I tend to forget that because I'm usually on my 9th glass of wine and watching a dodgy adult film. But it is all about the children. And with Christmas comes Panto. It also comes Nativity. And Kid Carpet this year in Bristol is performing at the Brewery Theatre with his own Nativity. Welcome, Kid.
Hiya. Thanks for having me. Hi. Yeah, I'm doing Noisy Nativity Theatre Show for Families. This Christmas time, it involves a band of small plastic toys, a gorilla, a badger, a hedgehog and a bear, and they are the Noisy Animals, the biggest band in the world. And they come along to the theatre, and I'm just about to do like a really stuffy, really boring nativity show, and they kind of hijack it and do it their way. And so we end up flying on a golden eagle instead of going on a donkey, and singing Jungle Bums instead of Jingle Bells, and visiting Travel Lodge in Bethlehem, and David Bowie comes along.
David Bowie comes along.
And Jesus is a Hedgehog. It's a bit anarchic. It's very silly, and we're quite amazed at how we've not had any kind of complaints about blasphemy yet. But we've had a reverend in, and we've had a really Catholic school in, and they've all been down with it. So
that was going to be one of my questions: how it, you know, is it winning over the Christians?
Yeah. Well, I was a bit worried before we went into it that, like, okay, are we going to offend the Christians, and are we going to offend the atheists? Because people would be like, this is a bit gaudy, isn't it? What are you doing, carpet? Or other people going, oh, you're mucking around with the brother story. But we're just telling it a bit like through the mind of a child. So I interviewed my children about what the story of the Nativity is. And one was 6 and one was 3 at the time. And they were like, oh, well, I don't know. And I was like, what's Jesus's mum called? Lucy? Oh, yeah, Lucy. Okay, what was Jesus' dad called? Howard? Okay, yeah, Howard and Lucy. And then some important people came to visit Jesus. Who were they? You know, the guys with tea towels on their heads? Ninjas! So that's our kind of way in to mucking the story about. And we pretend that the noisy animals are bringing all that in. The license is with them rather than with me.
And you do all the voices, apart from telling me before we start recording, your colleague does the voice of God.
Yeah, so Chris is God. We have a bit of a chat with God. It starts off, we're about to do the show, and the noisy animals turn up, and they've come for band practice. And we're like, wait a minute, we've just started doing the nativity show. You can't have band practice. And Bear, she's got, all right, I'm Bear. She used to be in Human League. She's from Sheffield. And she was backing vocals in Human League. She wanted to be Mary in the school nativity when she was at school, but she only ever got to be a sheep. And so she says, maybe I can be Mary in your show, because it's just you and Chris here. What are you going to do? So she gets to be Mary, and then Gorilla comes in and goes, yeah, I'm going to be Joseph. Yeah, I'm going to be Joseph. He's quite a belligerent kind of guy. He just makes up his own ideas about how the world works, and he's from Reading, and yeah, he's sorted. So he's going to be Joseph. And Badger says, I will be a wise man because I'm very, very clever and filthy rich. And he's a bit of a cross between Basil Brush and maybe Roland Rat. And then Hedgehog never says a word, and we just say to Hedgehog, all right, you go and dress up, and you can do whatever you want. That's fine. And Hedgehog becomes Jesus a bit later.
It instantly kind of makes me think of, I don't know, Eric Thompson doing all the characters in Magic Roundabout, or even Animal Magic here in Bristol with Johnny Morris. Were any of those things any kind of influence on you over the years?
Yeah, Johnny Morris, big styles. I met him at a show when I was about 7. I got his autograph. Lost the autograph book. But yeah, and Desmond, used to be on Playaway.
Oh, there's a quiz for you.
Oh, heads and tails, heads and tails, heads and tails.
Derek Griffiths?
Derek Griffiths, yes, Derek Griffiths. So there's someone for doing the voices. And I think for family shows that we do, it's more kind of Mighty Boosh for kids, or Bagpuss meets the Beastie Boys or something. It's kind of fat beats and loud and fun. So, yeah, it's kind of very small and quite big and very silly all at the same time.
Were you a fan of the Nativity as a child yourself?
No, it's just one of the things you got made to do. But I am a fan of, after having children, going to watch the Nativity and watching the children picking their nose, falling asleep, pulling their pants, saying the wrong line, being disruptive, and just all the kind of extra things that go a bit wrong and awry. And that's kind of key to our inspiration for this.
Woohoo! The holly and the eyeballs, when they are both full grown, of all the bears that are in the wood, my Lego bear's the greatest bear there. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Now I like to sing backups, and yeah, I like to play the drums. And we're just gonna muck around. Is everybody having fun at the show? What about you and you and you? Sharp prickly holly, all over the place. And now there's sharp prickly holly. Try not to scratch your face or scratch your eyeballs, eyeballs, eyeballs. Eyeballs everywhere. Eyeballs, eyeballs, eyeballs. Floating through the air. The holly and the eyeballs are not a very good match. Cause if you get holly in your eye, I think it's gonna probably scratch quite a lot, actually. Look out! Now Mary and Joseph, for what it's worth, I think they'd better get going to Bethlehem before Mary gives birth in the woods, cause that is not what's supposed to happen. Guitar solo. Oh yeah, shredding it. Woohoo! Sharp prickly holly all over the place, and now there's sharp prickly holly. Try not to scratch your face or scratch your eyeballs, 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 eyeballs everywhere. Eyeballs, eyeballs, eyeballs floating through the air. Let me tell you about a holly and the eyeballs, and they are both full grown. Of all the bears that are in the wood, my Lego bear's the greatest bear there. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, I'm the greatest bear that's there. Oh yeah, that's me, check me out. Oh yeah.
So obviously the fact you have children makes Christmas all the more special. How will you be spending Christmas yourself, Kid Carpet?
I've got 4 days off from the show, so I'm going to be at home. Got my mum and dad and my sister coming down, and we'll probably politely not argue, get a bit drunk and try and play some games. Hopefully we'll have a really fun time.
Is there a defining programme or film that you can all watch together?
Last year we did do that, and we watched Danny the Champion of the World, and it was great. So it would be nice if we had one of those sorts of things. Don't know what it might be. Hopefully it'd be like It's a Wonderful Life or Mary Poppins.
Again.
Yeah.
Now, you began entertaining adults, although there is something, there's always been something childlike about your material. You used to use a Tamagotchi on stage, and you use some sort of toy instruments. So there's been a sort of childlike element to music, but essentially you were performing to adults. I remember you were signed up to Rob DeBank's label, you played Bestival, did all these shows, you supported Badly Drawn Boy?
I have done, yeah. So, Arcade Fire.
Arcade Fire?
Yeah.
What did Arcade Fire make of you?
I remember coming off, and I didn't realise who they were, and the singer man said, as I was just moving all my gear off, he said, he told me that it was interesting. So that's kind of a bit of a coded insult, but I played with them. I saw Björk in the audience. It was cool.
So you did all these shows, toured all around. What happened from that to entering the world of children's theatre and children's performance? What was the transition?
Okay. Well, having kids really was the transition. So from playing festival shows back in the day with like kids' toys, plastic guitars, Casio keyboards, and seeing a mixed audience. So families, grown-ups would come who used to come to Carpet gigs, and they were like, oh, kids, you're going to love this. And they'd bring their kids along, and seeing it's being a really mixed audience. And so after we had our first child, through childcare time, I'd end up singing songs about crossing the road and going to the loo, changing nappies, eating yogurt or whatever it was. And generally I'd record them sometimes on my phone. And then I was having that conversation with myself about, where the hell is your career going? And what are you supposed to do? And what the hell are you going to do next? So I was looking through these recordings going, oh, look, maybe I should make a children's album. And then I saw a shout out for a theatre residency thing where they wanted people to come with new ideas for theatre shows, especially people that don't do theatre. And I thought, okay, let's take this album and let's make it into a show. And I used to do live visuals, moving plastic toys about in front of a live camera. This is years and years ago. And I just make some Playmobil characters stand still. And when I did Jump, my Ivor Cutler Van Halen mashup, I just bang the table and those Playmobil guys would sort of bounce around and jump. So then getting into this theatre thing, I was like, oh, I'm just going to go back to that, see if I can make that work. And so using children's toys and the way kids play with toys. So I've got a gorilla in my hand and he's going to run around, and I've got a badger in the other hand and they're going to have a little chat and I'm going to go off and play drums. And they're all quite rude to each other. So it was sort of an organic, natural thing of just having children, making up music and deciding where it can go and seeing that there was an opportunity, really. And the first show took off, Kid Carpet and the Noisy Animals took off, toured it 3 times or so. So we did a follow-up, and then I've made like 4 shows now, and yeah.
Did you get approached to do a Christmas show, or was that totally down to you?
That was down to me, yeah. I was in a Christmas show last year, somebody else's show, and I've been in another show of somebody else's again at Christmas. And we were talking about the Noisy Animals, me and my operator man, Chris, who comes out and does the shows with me. And we were saying, oh, we should do another Noisy Animals show. What's it going to be? And maybe we should do a Christmas show. Because if you've got a show at Christmas and you're in one place, basically you're at home working for a month and then you've got the work of making the show. It's a kind of 2 months' work sort of thing. It's just a useful, fairly easy, almost lucrative thing to do. So, yeah, the nativity thing, I think because it's sort of its relation to school show and play, I think that was a kind of a natural way for the Noisy Animals, a shape for the Noisy Animals to use for a Christmas show, rather than trying to take Scrooge or something or a panto.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Ah, yes, it is!
The actual music involved in this, because it's obviously it's essentially a play, but you've got songs in there.
Yeah,
they're not Christmas classics, are they?
Well,
I mean, they're going to be Christmas classics.
Yeah,
but
it's
your own material.
Yeah, well, there is a version that I do play Little Donkey on the recorder. That's quite straight. Jungle Bums is essentially Jingle Bells, sung by Gorilla, who's being a kind of junglist MC when he does it. Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin through, all right, to a jungle beat, and I play some silly keyboards in the middle of it. We have kind of a bit of an AOR song about flying on a golden eagle. A cow, a chicken, and a chicken and a pig is when we're in the stable and Mary's freaking out because there's not enough animals in the stable for her to feel comfortable to give birth. It's a kind of a bit of a sort of heavy metal disco track. There's a bit of a sad ballad, Tears at Christmas. Jesus is a Hedgehog is a kind of a, what kind of style of music is that? Fat beats, and my favourite Lorenzo wind-powered organ. There's a bit of a surf song, and there's a kind of punk rock metal sort of track. And at the beginning, I play this tiny little headstock guitar that's got a kind of infrared beam that comes out, and it only plays a chord when you cross the beam.
A band that have really crossed over into the children's market, they might be giants, and they've done 4 children's albums. And I read an interview with them that's kind of said, when you're sort of targeting to that age, there's no musical snobbery because they're too young to start saying, I don't like metal or I don't like folk. And so you can embrace pretty much any musical genre and they'll lap it up to some degree.
Yeah, totally. Kids are just so absorbent with like sponges for music. It's great. So my kids are listening to The White Stripes and some weird sort of garagey stuff. I don't know what it's called. Some dub music thing. What else do they like? They like Kiss. They think Gene Simmons is called God of Thunder, and they like the Ramones. But yeah, pretty much anything. Oh, except my little one, he went through a phase of saying, I don't like lady music. Whenever there was a woman singing, like, I don't want lady music, I want man music. All right. But then if there's a cool song on with lady singing, he doesn't complain if he thinks it's cool. It's just, if he doesn't like it, gives him
that's,
an excuse.
That's one less sale of the Adele album.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, nice to see. Today we're doing Golden Eagle, and there's this kind of bit that's a bit rocking, fist-pumping bit. And there was a granny pumping her fist. Yeah, wicked.
Well, I was going to ask, does it, obviously it's primarily aimed at children, but there's going to be elements that will appeal to adults. And is there also some humour in there that would go over the heads of children?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, completely. It's written more for me and for adults, really, than it is for children. Even though we call it a children's show. Yeah, there's some really quite graphic stuff about birthing. let's say it's appreciated by parents.
You don't burst into a version of Like a Virgin or anything. Like
no, that. we do push it by Salt and Pepper, though. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And, yeah, we toned down the graphic nature of it a little bit. Like Gorilla goes and checks on Bear to see if the baby's coming. In rehearsals, it was me that was checking. So I'd pick up this plastic bear and essentially look at its underneath parts. And we just decided that that was a bit too much. So now Gorilla does it, and he just does it once rather than we're looking at genitals a lot throughout the show. So we kind of seed stuff for grown-ups and stuff for kids at the same time or different parts of the show. Because what's troublesome, right? You have children and then you get to go to see stuff or you get media thrown at you. Children's media generally is full of really nauseating, really foul, really horrible things that are maximum volume and bright pink. And parents just endure it. Essentially, you put it on for the kids to be entertained, basically just to shut them up. And you just try and switch off or try and not be hurt too much by how woefully bad this stuff is.
Are you relating to some sort of pig here? Or?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Generally kind of, yeah, you know.
You're not naming names.
I'm not naming names.
We know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff just makes me want to make punk rock shows for kids and to do stuff for everyone and not just for them, you know. Kids have a sense of humour. They get stuff. It doesn't have to be just crackerjack humour, you know.
And I was wondering what the biggest significant difference between entertaining adults and children was. Obviously, you can't use bad language in front of children. What's the sort of defining differences?
I think the difference is what time of day you put it on and what you put on the poster. Essentially, I do the same stuff I always bloody did. But if you say to someone, this is a children's show, adults won't come to it. And if you say to someone, let's put it on at 9 p.m. in a pub, children won't come to it. And that's all the difference. We're just drunk at the nighttime one, that's all. I'm not drunk in the children's show. Seldom.
But you are going to entertain the adults again next year. You'll bring out a new EP.
Yeah. So I did a couple of gigs, like nighttime gigs, for people that go out in the nighttime this year. And it was absolutely flipping fantastic. And I just enjoy it so much that I have to do more of that stuff. So I thought, all right, I'll put some more music out, some new music. And we'll see how it goes. And the EP is coming out at the end of January. I'm putting it out myself so I can decide whenever I feel like it's release day. Hey, we'll put it out today. It
has to be on a Friday.
Not anymore. No, it doesn't have to be. So going to do some gigs. The EP is going to be called Dog Meat. BBC Six Music have been playing some stuff already. BBC Bristol have been playing some stuff. And it goes from like metal to dubstep to folk. Yeah.
But the show is on now at the Brewery Theatre until the 3rd of January. You can do all the plugs if you wish.
Yep, it's on like a million times a day. like we do three shows a day over Christmas. Oh my God. So yeah, the show's on until the 3rd of January. Jesus is a Hedgehog video is on YouTube. The album is available, Noisy Nativity, to download or to purchase as a compact disc. And I send it you in the post. Dog Meat's coming out in January. Come to some gigs. Let's do some gigs. Let me do some gigs for you. Oh, yeah.
Good carpet. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much for having me, Gareth. Cheers.
Jesus is a hedgehog. Jesus is a hedgehog. Jesus is a hedgehog. Jesus. Little Jesus has popped out. I heard a bear give a little shout. Shout, oh my crikey, that kid's a little bit spiky. Oh, Jesus is a hedgehog. Jesus is a hedgehog. Jesus is a hedgehog. Jesus. Not just any old odd bod could play the part of the Son of God. Jesus is a hedgehog, and with his first cry he was singing along. Jesus is a hedgehog. Jesus is a hedgehog. Woo! Jesus is a hedgehog. Jesus. Oh, we'll all feel nice and reassured. Here comes the Son of the Lord. We'll all feel nice and reassured, 'cause here comes the Son of the Lord. Jesus is a hedgehog. Jesus is a hedgehog. Jesus is a hedgehog. Jesus. Woo! Jesus is a hedgehog. Jesus is a hedgehog. Jesus is a hedgehog. Jesus.
Well, if you get the chance, be sure to catch Kid Carpet's Noisy Nativity at the Brewery Theatre in Southill, Bristol, running from now until the 3rd of January. You can book tickets at tobaccofactorytheatres.com. That's tobaccofactorytheatres.com. You can also find Kid Carpet on Facebook at facebook.com/Kid Carpet. And if you can't make it along to the show itself, you can listen and download the Noisy Nativity album, available from his Bandcamp at kidcarpet.bandcamp.com. Well, unless you've literally had your head under a rock for the last few months, you can't fail to have noticed a certain film that's coming out for Christmas. Yes, of course, I am talking about the Snoopy and Charlie Brown Peanuts movie. Only joking. Yes, Star Wars, of course. There's a new Star Wars film coming out. And, well, we've reached the end of this edition of Radio Radio, and I thought we'd end on a bit of a Star Wars theme. We're going to take you back now to 1980, and a very unusual record that was released. George Lucas has kind of tried to bury this under the sand. He doesn't really want people to know it exists, but it did exist. In 1980, an album was released called Christmas in the Stars. It starred R2-D2 and C-3PO, and it was basically a terrible Star Wars Christmas album. Song titles included such greats as What Can You Get a Wookiee for Christmas When He Already Owns a Comb? But I'm going to be playing a track by a very young John Bon Jovi. Believe it or not, this is John Bon Jovi's first ever recording. It's the first time he went into a studio and laid down a vocal. And it really is quite something. So thank you very much for listening. Thanks to Kid Carpet. Thanks to Piney Gurr. Thanks for joining me for the last hour. We will be back next year at some point with another edition of the podcast. Who knows when? But I'm going to leave you now with Mr. John Bon Jovi, as you've never heard it before. This is from the album Christmas in the Stars from 1980. This is the very lovely, the very wonderful R2-D2. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Goodbye.
R2, where are you? Oh, there you are. Well, if you come over here, you'll find a wonderful surprise. You'll have to plug into the central computer to hear what it is. That's right. No, it's not a phase vector. It's your Christmas present.
R2-D2, we love you, it's true. R2-D2, we love you. about the winter star. We know that's where you are. Our chimney's big and round, so you can come right down. And if our wish comes true, we'll spend Christmas Eve with you. Our hearts will sing with glee as we decorate the Christmas tree.
One, two, three.
The quaver converter isn't complete yet. It isn't finished. Lock in your circuits again quickly.
Merry Christmas.